Welcome to AgriTech Podcast on Farm Recording. This is the first in a series of four podcasts about farm recording and how it can be used effectively by even small-scale farmers to help manage their farms better. Farm recording means keeping a record of daily activities on your farm. This may include buying seeds, preparing land for planting, sowing seeds or selling produce, as well as many other activities. When these activities are recorded in an organized way, normally in notebooks, at the end of the season, these records can help you understand how your farming year has gone and plan for the next season. On your farm, you may grow different types of crops and keep different types of livestock. Each of these is called an enterprise. You may have several different enterprises in your farm, for example, goats, sheep, sorghum, maize, and so on. Farmers who are starting up with farm recording may just note down the activities for each of their farm enterprises in small notebooks. As they develop their farm recording skills over time, they will be able to calculate their profits using gross margins. Gross margins show how much money an enterprise has made or lost. An enterprise that earns more money than it costs to produce has made a profit. But an enterprise that has earned less money than it cost to produce has made a loss. This series of podcasts have been prepared to guide any farmer who is new to farm recording to be able to do it. Joseph, our friendly extension officer, will help you learn how to keep farm records. So let me hand it over to him to guide you through the process.
Hello, I am Joseph, an extension officer. I have recently been working with farmers to help them develop their farm recording skills. I hope you will find this useful. Farmers who are already recording find it very helpful in keeping track of everything they do, so they can plan better for their future. Some of the farmers I've worked with are confident in writing and carrying out calculations. Other farmers I've worked with are not able to write or do calculations, but they are using a simple recording system with symbols instead of writing, and tallies instead of numbers. So, as you can see, farm recording can be used by all farmers. I have with me one of the farmers I am working with. Betty is starting up on farm recording. She's going to share our story on how she's progressing during this podcast. Betty, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Emanyata in Katikekile sub-county. I am married and I have two small children. We farm about 1 acre and grow maize and vegetables. Most of what we grow, we eat, but we also sell some produce to get money for other things. We also have some goats and chickens.
Why have you started farm recording?
Last year, I heard about farm recording from a friend. She told me how it can help me understand our farm's progress over time, helping with decision making, which sounds useful. So this year, I started noting down whatever we do on our farm, such as how much time and money we spent on preparing and sowing our land. But my records are not very organized.
I will help you organize your records better during the coming podcast. But it is a great idea that you've made a start. I know that a lot of farmers are always very busy and it is easy to ignore farm recording. Ideally, farm recording is something which would be done every day or several times a week, and could become part of your daily or weekly routine. But I know how lots of things can get in the way.
That's very true. My days are always very full as it is. I am very busy tending the crops while looking after my children. And then I take some of the produce, like eggs and milk, to the market. I also make skirts to sell. So that takes a lot of my time, as well as all the cooking and cleaning. But I try to make room for the farm recording as I know it will be good to understand how my enterprises have done financially without having to remember the figures. I have got better at remembering to record now too. It is now part of my weekly routine.
That's very good. I've met some farmers who started to record and then felt they didn't have any support or training when they wanted to ask questions or had doubts about things. Hopefully, I can give you the support you need to keep good farm records. Also, in many households where farm recording is used, the husband does most of the farm recording, but does not have time to record everything, or does not have information on activities that his wife has been carrying out. But many of the women I've worked with would like to share the role of farm recording with their husbands. Working as a team in this way leads to much better quality records, which are of more use in farm planning.
That's a good idea. Working as a team will be very helpful.
Going back to something that you said earlier, that your records are not organized, let's talk more about how you can organize your records better. We talked before about enterprises having activities. These activities can be separated into inputs and outputs. Inputs or expenses are anything which has cost money or time from the enterprises, such as buying seed, paying somebody to plow your garden, the cost of fertilizers, livestock medicines, and so on. Because these costs change according to the scale of the enterprise, such as how many hens are kept or how much land is used to grow a maize crop. They are called variable costs. Outputs mean what is produced by that enterprise.
Would that include maize cobs, grain, milk, eggs, calves, and so on?
That's right, Betty. Now, there are other sorts of activities which may cover the whole farm, like rent, machinery, buildings, or equipment for storage, like granaries. And like variable cost, these are fixed costs and need to be paid no matter what enterprises the farm is involved with. For example, rent for the land may be paid whether or not the farmer used part of it, and will be the same if the farmer keeps chicken, goats, grows maize, or so on. Because these fixed costs are not connected to a single enterprise, they should be recorded in a separate book which is used just for this fixed cost. Let's start with your maize crop enterprise, Betty. What sort of activities do you have going on with this at the moment?
Well, because we are getting ready for harvest, we are buying sacks for our maize. We also recently paid for some fertilizer for that maize.
How about earlier in the year? Did you buy maize seeds, for example?
Oh, yes. I wrote this information down. We bought seeds with the money we got from selling our produce last year. We also had to pay someone to plow the field, so that cost quite a lot. I have also done lots of weeding myself.
So, these are all inputs, activities which have cost you time or money to grow your maize. As you have not harvested your grain yet, you won't know about your maize outputs for this year yet. But what about your livestock? How are things going? Have they been earning you any money this year?
Yes, I have sold lots of eggs and some milk. I go to the market most days to sell them, along with the vegetables we have been growing.
Well, it sounds as if you have lots of activities to record for your different enterprise.
And I have been writing some of it down. But, as I said, it is hard to keep organized.
You might want to try writing it down in a notebook, so that all your records are in one place and hard to lose. Writing your information in the notebook also means that they will be in sequence. This means that you can study your records month by month and see how your farm is performing over time. When recording your activities, it is also good practice to keep the records for each of these enterprises separate, making it easier to organize them and compare records later on. So, ideally, you need a notebook for each enterprise, or if this seems expensive, you can have different sections of a thick notebook for each enterprise. For example, you keep chickens and goat, as well as vegetable and maize. These are different enterprises, so you will need four notebooks or one thick notebook. Will you be able to get those?
Yes.
You will also divide your notebooks by time, so that you can compare them over different growing seasons in the future. Because you start clearing land for sowing maize in February or March, this is the time to start your records for your maize crop. Then, you can start another set of records for your maize the following February or March.
This seems like a lot to do. Will it really be helpful?
It does sound like a lot of work, but it really only takes 10 or 15 minutes a day, and you'll get faster at it. As we talked earlier, it can be easier if you and your husband both record. And yes, it will be helpful. As your records develop, you'll be able to see which years had the best results. And if you think these results have been helped by certain decisions you made, such as if using more fertilizer helped produce a higher yield. By the way, lots of farmers I speak to do record some activities, but not all of them. It is best to record all activities for each enterprise. Then you'll have the best information for future decisions. Betty, I think you are doing very well so far. Please, continue to write down any information on inputs and outputs. Let's talk again soon, and I'll show you how to record all your activities effectively.
Joseph and Betty will be back in our second podcast for AgriTech Talk. The role of Joseph was played by Okano Kodi Emma. The role of Betty was played by Munira Suwed. And my name, the narrator, is Ediegu Calvin. This podcast material was developed by AgriTech Talk International and AgriTech Talk Africa, with technical support from Farm Radio International, translated and recorded by Artecare FM. All the four podcasts on farm recording, as well as their scripts and supporting material for their delivery, are available to download free via the AgriTech Talk website at www.agritechtalk.org. You can also access them via USAID's Food Security and Nutrition Network. Just search for FSN Network and navigate to its resource library. Or you can search online for Farm Radio International's Baraza Wire service. Its resource section will link you to our podcasts and supporting materials. This podcast was supported by a grant from the Implementer-Led Design Evidence Analysis and Learning Activity. The Implementer-Led Design Evidence Analysis and Learning Activity Grants Program is made possible by the generous support and contribution of the American people through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The contents of the materials produced through the IDEAL Small Grants Program do not necessarily reflect the views of IDEAL, USAID, or the United States government.